All right, welcome back to day two of our article. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
And what did you think about this co-working idea?
It's so cool. I've never heard of it until, we have to, film and teach this class.
Yeah.
This lesson. Have you heard about this before?
I didn't even know that this kind of concept existed. It's so smart. I never thought
really
about
smart.
It.
And I think it actually will make us feel more relaxed, especially if you're a freelancer. I think we would love to have this kind of idea and actually meet all kinds of people.
Yeah. And I think more people do freelancing now. So this is the way of the future. What do you think?
I agree. Totally. Okay. So, why don't we take a look at more about co-working in today's article?
I would love to learn more.
Yeah.
Reading.
Co-working, a new way to work. Co-working is a recent thing. The word was first used in 2005 by Brad Newberg to describe a space for a 9-to-5 group. Newberg went on to open the first live-work and work-only co-working spaces. Both places, named the Hat Factory and Citizen Space, are in San Francisco, U.S. The city continues to have a large co-working presence. There are many other impressive co-working spaces in the U.S. One example is Perry Soma in San Francisco. It was opened in 2008 and now provides space for 120 people and businesses. In addition to that, it holds technology and business classes and events that are open to the public. Another example of a popular co-working space is General Assembly in New York City. General Assembly was opened in 2011. It has desks, an event space, a library, a classroom, private offices, a kitchen, and even a bar. When it comes time for you to choose a place to work at, perhaps co-working would be a good choice.
Okay, so the article says co-working is a recent thing.
Mm.
The word was first used in 2005 by Brad Newberg to describe a space for a 9-to-5 group.
Mm.
Okay, so recent is just something that happened not too long ago, something very, very close to the date.
没错。 Okay, 所以如果呢你跟 Tiffany 老师一样才刚刚认识 co-working, 其实没有关系啊, 因为它本来就是一个新的潮流, it's a recent thing. Okay, 那 co-working 这个词汇最初呢是在 2005年被这个 Brad Newberg 用来形容一个空间里面的一群人呢，其实都是从事这个朝九晚五的工作。 OK， 其中我们提到的 recent 这个字哦，它是个形容词，就是最近的。而且我们常常会用到它的副词 recently， 就是最近怎么样怎么样如何如何。 OK， there's actually a really cool movie that came out recently.
Really?、Yeah. What is it?
It's really Me Before You. I love it. It's so good. Anyway, and we also mentioned 9-to-5, 其实就是朝九晚五的, which is actually a shortcut for you, so let's check it out.
Look.
Shortcut for you.
Ugh, I'm so tired.
You're tired every day now.
Yeah, I have such strange work hours these days, and I get home really late.
It sounds like you need a normal 9-to-5 job.
9-to-5? Is that a convenience store?
9-to-5 means you work from 9 in the morning to 5 in the evening.
Gotcha. 9-to-5 is 朝九晚五的.
Exactly. Working at that gas station just isn't good for you. Maybe you can find an office job?
Yes, I'm going to look from 9-to-5 every day to find an office job.
Okay, well, let's start.
Hold on. I need a nap first.
All right, so 9 to 5, meaning like a regular job. So we also saw in our sentence earlier, we saw the word describe. D-E-S-C-R-I-B-E. It's a verb and it means to tell someone the way something smells, tastes, or looks like. So when you describe something, you're going to have to use a lot of adjectives. Because adjectives are describing things. Okay, you're using your five sentences and giving five senses and giving details, not sentences, senses.
Right. Okay, 我们来看一下 describe， 刚刚也出现在我们的课文当中哦。 这个动词当然就是描述的意思。 Okay， 那像是呢，有时候如果办案的时候， you have to be very good at describing the robber or the criminal， 因为你可能看到一个 murderer 或者是一个谋杀的人， 你一定要把它叙述出来， so the police can go and arrest them。 可以去抓他们 okay,
or find the right person too.
I know, okay. 所以有时候呢 可能东西不见了 或是你的狗狗不见了 可能你要去报案 So 大家可能会说 Hey, can you describe the lost dog to me?
Right.
You better be very good at describing.
Using a lot of adjectives.
Yes.
Yeah. Next in the article says, Newberg went on to open the first live work and work-only co-working spaces.
Cool, I really like this dude.
Newberg,
你好酷哦, you're so cool. 他接着开设了第一间呢, 就是兼具生活与工作以及工作专属的工, 就是共同工作空间哦。 这里我们看到这个片语, go on to do something, 就是接下来他接着去做另外一件事情这样的意思啦。
Yep, the article then continues to say, both places named the Hat Factory and Citizen Space are in San Francisco, U.S. The city continues to have a large co-working presence.
Oh, that's really cool.
So,
so cool.
If we ever go to San Francisco, maybe this is something that we can check out. Okay, so presence is our vocabulary word here, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. It's a noun and it means the fact of being in a particular place or the state of being present. So I'm being here right now. My presence, my state of being here is right here.
I can feel your presence.
Okay.
好了，我们通常都知道 present 哦，这个形容词是表示我正在这里 present, right? Okay, 然后 presence 就是它的名词，就是存在在场。所以我们回到课文 presence， 我们回到了这个存在感的概念哦。那他提到的就是这两个空间，刚刚不是有提到 Newberg 开了两个这个空间，叫做什么呢？我觉得它名字也很可爱耶，
yeah。就是
Hat Factory 帽子工厂以及这个 Citizen Space，
I like Citizen Space， Citizen Space sounds cool，
市民空间 ，OK， 他们都在哪里呢？就是我跟 Tiffany 其实很想要冲去的 San Francisco， 美国旧金山。那其实共同工作空间在这座城市，也就是 San Francisco， 旧金山，一直都非常的盛行啦。Right，
next the article says there are many other impressive co-working spaces in the U.S. So don't worry, not just San Francisco is not the only place. There's a lot of places in the U.S. that are even more impressive. Okay, when something is impressive, I-M-P-R-E-S-S-I-V-E, it's an adjective and it means to deserve your attention or admiration because it's like, wow.
Yeah.
For example, the Palace of Versailles in France is incredibly impressive with the ornate details and large gardens.
Can we go now?
It's really beautiful.
Okay. 一直要想要出国. Okay, 好,我们来看一下,在美国呢,其实当然除了旧金山,还有许多令人印象深刻的共同工作空间. 其实impressive这个字,我们可以用在好多地方哦,它是个 形容词就是有着令人印象深刻的，因为它是源自于 impress 这个动词，就是使印象深刻的意思哦。像是呢，哎，如果有的人他其实呢，他的单字量很厉害，就是像小朋友 哦，他可能背很多的单词，我们就可以说 he has an impressive vocabulary for a 10-year-old, for example。或者呢，如果有人他表演的非常的精彩，让大家都很赞叹不已，觉得令人印象深刻，我们可以说 her first performance was very impressive.
Wow.
而且有时候我看到就是 impressive buildings with architecture 在国外, especially in Europe, 对不对? 我们会觉得说, wow, 怎么有那么厉害的这个 building, 这么人, 就是很壮观, 我们可以用到 impressive, 所以它可以形容很多东西。
Right. Next, let's continue reading. It says, one example is Parasola in San Francisco. It was opened in 2008 and now provides space for 120 people and businesses. So this thing is becoming bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and more people are going
bigger than an actual company.
I know. Okay. 所以其中一间呢，我们来提到就是旧金山的 Parasola。那 Parasola 是在2008年开幕的，并可以容纳120个人跟企业呢，哇，是非常多的哦。
Yeah. So next, the article says, in addition to that, it holds technology and business classes and events that are open to the public.
Wow. Can we go?
I know. Let's plan our trip to San Francisco.
I know, totally.
So this is actually great. It's not only a place for people to co-work, but then they have a lot of events and classes for you. Okay. One of the words we see here is technology. T-E-C-H-N-O-L-O-G-Y. It's a noun and it means the use of science in industry or engineering. Okay. For example, examples of technology happen throughout history. We first started off with the telephone.
Yeah.
Now we have smartphones.
Mm-hmm.
We have the radio.
Right.
Now we have television where we can see moving images. We had machines to make our cars or products for us, but now we have robots. So these are all examples of what technology does.
Wow, I love technology. 我超爱的。OK, 好啦 in addition to, 就是除此之外呢，诶，其实它也这个举办了这个科技跟商业的课程以及对外开放的活动。我跟 Tiffany 已经开始要订机票了。OK, 好，我们来看一下 in addition to, 常常我们用来表示除了什么之外还有什么。OK, or you could also use besides, 来增加 or furthermore, 这些都是非常好用的字哦。那刚刚提到的 technology 当然就是大家都现在生活少不了的什么呢？科技，对不对？所以像是呢，如果现在的生活 imagine our lives without like the latest technology, what would it happen?
Yeah, I think a lot of people
without cell phones or smartphones, what would we do?
A lot of people will die, maybe.
对呀、啊，他们可能就觉得说怎么办？不能滑手机， yeah. 不能 line or 不能 check your Facebook or Instagram.
So try not to get too addicted to technology.
Right,
don't. All right, so next in the article it says, another example of a popular co-working space is General Assembly in New York City.
Ooh, oh, we can also go to New York.
So many places to work.
我可以去好多地方工作了。OK, 所以另外一个非常受欢迎的共同工作空间是在哪里呢？在 New York. OK, 纽约市的。哎，而且它的名字好可爱哦 General Assembly 就是大会。
Okay, the article continues to say General Assembly was opened in 2011. Mm-hmm. It has desks, an event space, a library, a classroom, private offices, a kitchen, and even a bar.
A bar?
Oh my goodness.
That's good in New York. Okay, we can go to both places. We can go to San Francisco, then New York.
We can work in San Francisco and then go to New York.
Okay.
There's a lot of places for us to work.
And
okay?
We got tickets.
Yeah, so the General Assembly has a private office or private offices. Okay? Private, P-R-I-V-A-T-E, it's an adjective and it means not for the public to see. So it's basically, this office is basically a closed off space where only a few people have access to. So maybe bigger bosses or CEOs prefer to have this. They prefer to have privacy. Okay? For example, we can say, this is a private event. You must be on the guest list to enter.
Okay,
so not everyone can go in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll get you in.
Okay, thank you. Okay, 我们来看一下这个 General Assembly, 就是大会。诶，到底呢，这个共同工作空间它是什么时候开幕的呢？原来是在2011年开幕的。那里头呢，哇，它有什么？哇，应有尽有的感觉。有办公桌啦 ,of course. 那当然还有什么呢？就是活动空间啦，一间 library, 图书馆诶，还有教室 ,okay? 还有私人办公室。以及厨房，甚至还有一个酒吧。
Wow,
how great is that? OK, 我们来看一下 private 这个形容词哦，它常常我们见到这个字，它就是有私人的、私有的这样的意思。它的相反词当然就是 public, 就是共同的。OK, 我们可以想象就 是像是 a room with a private bath. That's just a bathroom that is not shared between separate rooms. I don't like
sharing.
I know.
Especially bathrooms.
Bathrooms. 我真的不敢去 Sometimes 我觉得我会怕 going to public toilets.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So 如果 if I were to rent a house, 如果我要去租房子，我都想要有那个我自己的 private bathroom.
That's really important.
I know.
Yeah, I'm scared of germs as well.
Cockroaches.
Ew. Yeah. All right, so next, let's continue reading. It says, when it comes time for you to choose a place to work at, perhaps co-working could be a good choice.
Definitely. 所以当有一天你们或是我们需要工作空间的时候，或许呢你就可以听到今天的课文，然后就马上想到我跟 Tiffany 老师教你们的这个 co-working 这个概念，就是共同工作一定是一个怎么样 a good choice 就是不错的选择。Wow, maybe we should just book our tickets right now.
I know, and we can work anywhere.
I know.
San Francisco, New York.
Yeah.
Perfect for us.
We could even teach the lesson in San Francisco so you guys can watch it live.
Live feed. See, everything with technology now is so convenient.
Okay, well, let's now go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Alright, so our For You Chat for today is, what kind of things would you want in a co-working space? I know you have a lot of ideas.
I know, I want a masseuse, but that's not a thing, that's like a person one. Oh, I want a cleaning lady to organize my desk.
Oh, you can just hire an assistant.
So messy. Oh, right! I could just totally hire an assistant.
And you can just chill in the...
I know, but what would you want?
Okay. I would like a place where...I think like a nice sofa, because when you get tired from working, I think it's nice to lay down and just like rest for
a bit. Take a break so that you can go back to your work.
Yeah, because when you're sitting like this for 8 hours straight, it's so bad for you.
I totally want a really comfortable chair to sit in.
Actually, that's really important.
That's why I need a masseuse. Because I have sore backs, and especially like us, when we're using the computer for such a long time, we definitely need to sit in a really comfortable working chair.
And I think things to relax you, like I know there's a lot of companies that they have like a shared space where they have like video games and arcades, and they have like a ping pong table.
I want
that. And I think that's really good because it lets people relax, and then you kind of take your mind off of work. And it's actually better for you to brainstorm as well, and then you go back to work in a better mood. So.I think I would want something to like, you know, I could play around for a bit and I'm done, and then I go back to work.
Yeah. I know, and you get more focused because sometimes when you're working, you kind of get really tired, and then you're actually in a really bad mood, and also you're not really focused, like, you know, because you're not in the right mood.
Clearly.
Yeah. So you guys have a chat about this question. What kind of things would you want in a co-working space? Because there are a lot of things to talk about. And actually, I personally need that massage right now because I have a really sore back. So until next time, I'm Laura.
I'm Tiffany.
Bye.
Co-working.A new way to work. Co-working is a recent thing. The word was first used in 2005 by Brad Newberg to describe a space for a 9-to-5 group. Newberg went on to open the first live-work and work-only co-working spaces. Both places, named the Hat Factory and Citizen Space, are in San Francisco, U.S.The city continues to have a large co-working presence. There are many other impressive co-working spaces in the U.S. One example is Perry Soma in San Francisco. It was opened in 2008 and now provides space for 120 people and businesses. In addition to that, it holds technology and business classes and events.That are open to the public. Another example of a popular co-working space is General Assembly in New York City. General Assembly was opened in 2011. It has desks, an event space, a library, a classroom, private offices, a kitchen, and even a bar. When it comes time for you to choose a place to work at, Perhaps co-working would be a good choice.
Vocabulary Review. Describe. The author described the main character's appearance in detail. Presence. Your presence here at this meeting is greatly appreciated. Impressive. The singer's impressive performance really amazed the audience. Technology. Technology such as the internet and smartphones make it easy for people to talk to others around the world. Private. This is a private party, so not just anyone can come.